Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom. Send that salam. Thank you, Rastafari. It is Friday.
Send that salam. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Rastafari.
Yeah. Rastafari. Yeah.
Send that salam. Shabbat Shalom. Yes, I, T-J-I-F, here. Rav Tov. Yes, I, good evening. Welcome, Mata. Shabbat Shalom. Here. For the eve of the Shabbat time right here, and here for the Friday podcast, the Rastafari Friday podcast here on Blog Talk Radio, LOJ Society, the Lion of Judah, Society of His Divine Majesty, here. We are at the 46th reading and feeding Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong Aikev. Indeed, him, Yehonah, I kept consequences, and it shall be like this, for obedience, baraka, for obedience, blessing, for disobedience, well, let's look at the 400 plus years, but right here, Shabbat Shalom, yes, I, Shabbat Shalom, Tena Yistalin, Wendemay, Wendemoch, Hitoch, yes, I. Brothers and sisters and brothers, tune in, call in. Yes, I hit up the live stream, send out the invite to the TJIF on the air. Today's daily psalm is 129. Here we're in the 129th year of the Earth Day of the Man Child, Libs Tafari Mekonen. And today's daily psalm is a 129 psalm. Stay tuned. Yes, I. Shabbat Shalom. Send that salam.
Send that salam. Shabbat Shalom. A song for days already inside your home. Send that salam. Shabbat Shalom. Send that salam. Shabbat Shalom.
Here, doctors, lighting the lights. Yes, I, sabbatically speaking, the gathering around the Seder table, family table, communion here, Shabbat Eve, Shabbat Shalom, send the salam, TJIF. Here, the bracha, the blessing, the lighting of the lights, the candle lights, sabbatical lights, lighting, the word sound, here.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim banatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Thank Jah, Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay.
We're here for the sabbatical eve, the Friday evening, Sabbath eve, here from the liturgy of His Divine Majesty, Zeh Kedamit, was said.
Yes, Ma'ab, Wawalid, Wamenfesa Kadus, Ahadu Amla, Ze Kedamit, Ye Kedamit, Besen Bed Ken, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakubit, Shelleme, Kohulum Yilk, Zahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakubit, Shalem. On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
To the east and north, to the west and south. True cross, yes I may God bless the brothers and sisters, communities and families. Shalom Chaverim, peace friends. Shalom Chaverim, yes I. Peace, friends. Peace. Chaberim, friends, associates, companions. Shalom. Yes, I, Shabbat Shalom. Here, here, here. Let's rise up to chant. Psalms 95 to 99 plus Psalm 29, rising up the chants, initiating, beginning off the sabbatical time, the sabbatical Iowa. Here, the evening, Friday evening, the beginning of the Shabbat. And here, the Kabbalat Shabbat, the receiving, the Kabbalat, the Kabbalat Shabbat. Yes, I, Chaverim, rise up the chant. Yes, I.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, our rest. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O, worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arech, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of the saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a song. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Igziabi Heather the Sustainer, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifne Yahweh before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. For he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
I say give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Seem like it have a heap of cultures well leading away. World never know them have so much to say. Pieces coming together is the interplay. As well as Ethiopian in the root ancestry. Them have formulas unique of survival upon display. So in tune with nature people are made today. Hear what they say, the natural way. Not their religion, it's their relevancy. All the cultures want the same vegetables from place. And the exposure find out and convert right away. Chiefness of the spices in a Solomon Gate. Chiefness of the spices in a Solomon Gate. Hey, yes, that's right. Oh, like the ice in the sea, I celebrate. Ready to shake some time like a pit to keep the faith. Like the ice in the sea, I defender of the faith. Oh, chiefess of the spices in a Solomon Gate. Chiefess of the spices in a Solomon Gate. Hey, yeah. Rastafari, it's not to hold debate. It's a liberty upon which to concentrate. A liberty upon within to meditate. Jubilee, let the spirit of Jah incubate. Like how the ocean chalice keep the clouds update. What a marvel of creation can make. Sound like the mountain air chariot description see. What your newest telescope and satellite see. Not primitive in the sense of primacy. Scrolls that unroll to reveal prophecy. Seeming like it have a heap of cultures in a way. World never knew how much they have to say. Pieces coming together is the interplay. As well as Ethiopian in a root ancestry. Them are formulas unique of survival upon display. So in tune with nature people are made today. Hear what they say about the natural way. It's not the religion, it's the relevancy. All the cultures want the same vegetable from plate. On the exposure, find out and convert right away. Chiefs of the spices in a Solomon Gate. Chiefs of the spices in a Solomon Gate. Yeah. In a Solomon Gate. I still see I celebrate. Sometimes like a bit just to keep the faith. I dare still a see I defender of the faith. Of the faith. What leg is that pixel in the human race? Is it maps or spamming on the DNA? Is it more far from how the world relates? Well if you're grateful then faith. Chiefness of the spices from Solomon place. Chiefness of the spices in a Solomon gate. That's one place which part the one left there. Chief tips of the spices in a Solomon Gate. Oh. All the world wants to see a food from place.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Anna Mikoach, we beg thee. Anna, Anna Mikoach. Gedulata Yemin Katir Usarura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm, Gedulata Yemineka, Tatir Sarura, untangle our Ainai knotted fate, Aver Arina Ta Amika, accept your people, the high people's song, Aver Arina Ta Amika. Sankavain. Ah, rain, Nora, elevate and purify us. Sagavain, ah, rain, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one. Na, Gibor, please. Heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorsheya Yehudeka. Those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubvata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubvat Shamrei. Barkhem, Tahareim, Rachemei, Tzidik Adekta, Tamida, Gamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity them. Barkhem, Tahareim, Rachemei, Idkateka tamida kamleim. May your righteousness always reward them. Chasin kadosh berov uvika. Powerful and holy and Isla one. In goodness, Nahela Edateka, in goodness, lead your flock. Yahida Ge'e, Le'ameka Bine, Zokreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your highliness, your set apartness. Shawatin Kavir, accept our cries. Shawatin Kavir, accept our cries. Ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu, kaver ushma, saik atenu, yodea ta elumot. O knower of mysteries, of secrets, Yodea ta elumot, Baruch Shem Kvod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
And here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 129. We're in the 129th year, the anniversary, 129th anniversary of the Earth Day, the birthday of the man-child of Revelation, Lidge Tefarai Mekonnen, right here. Yes, I, thy kingdom come.
Rastafari is thy might, Rastafari is thy might, ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of Kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of Kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of Kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo!
King of Kings, the King of the Sabbath, the sabbatical King. Yes, I. So here, Lekado D, come, my beloved, to meet and to greet the Shabbat, the Sabbath. Here, the Lekado D, here in the Kabbalah, the Shabbat, the receiving of the Sabbath. We have the Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 plus Psalm 29. And here, at this point of the Sabbath Eve service, the Lekha Dodi, Lekha come, Dodi, my beloved, my friend, to greet and meet the Sabbath. The Sabbath conceived as a bride. The Sabbath conceived as a mother that intercedes for her children. Here. Come. Lekha Dodi.
Lekha Dodi. 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 Lekha Dodi. Likrat Kala. Pne Shabbat Nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greets. Lekha Dodi, likrat kala, pne shabbat nikabala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lekha Dodi, likrat kala, pne shabbat nikabala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, Ivine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad, ushmo echad. Yahweh, he who be, who he be. Jehovah. Yah, Jaja echad, ushmo echad. Yahweh, Jehovah is one. And one is his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'Tshem U'L'Tiferetta, V'Tehillah. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. Lekha Dodi, Likrati Ekala, B'nei Shabbati Nekavala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath, Shabbat, yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath, Shabbat, foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine. Blessings, I find. Lekha Dodi, Likrati, Kala, B'nei Shabbati, Nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Negus, even Negus Neges. Enough, of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee again to his grace. Lecha dodi elikrati ekal. Tnei shabbati enikapala. Shake off thy dust and rise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi elikrati ekala. Tnei shabbati enikapala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, gone is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi elikrati ekala. Tnei shabbati enikapala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elohayich, thy Elohim has loved thee I as bridegroom his bride. Lecha dodi elikrati ekala. Tnei shabbati enikapala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim's deeds we and I know and ever acclaim. Chanting our praises, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha dodi elikrati ekala. Tnei shabbati enikapala. We, I, and I greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai. Rastafari, we, and I hail thee, I rejoicing in common accord. We, and I are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, and I welcome thy day. We, and I welcome thy night. Lecha dodi elikrati ekala. Tnei shabbati enikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet greet.
Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Shalom.
Here. كبر الأكفال وكبر الجلسون كبر بحيرة وكبر بالسلامة وحيرة للا جاء راس سفر عاي أجا جاوية ويل أجا جاوية ويل سنبت سلام Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Bet Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. This is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari. On the sultry, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought give the purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send me salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send me salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when God's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Salam, Shabbat shalom. Song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send bet salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send back salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And better the Imnegede Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we hide is that. Adjaja way away. Adjaja way.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in him. Salam.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
Today's daily psalm, Psalm 129. The world shall see, sing.
Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever living, ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, Lord of lords, country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, Lord of lords, country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, Lord of lords, country, land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo!
This rhythm right here, known as the World Rhythm, but originally on the Exterminator label, Life Cycle Rhythm, the rhythm for today's psalm, Psalm 129, Psalm 129th psalm, even for this 129th Earth Day, Earth Anniversary, here with the 129th year of the man-child of Revelation, Revelation chapter 12. Yes, I, Life Cycle Rhythm, 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 Rhythm. Hey, la, mommy. Shabbat shalom.
sweet and free. And yet for you and I that created this all. So never take this for granted. No. Words remain the same. Mankind grows old. So
the conquering lion, straight by.
what you do. And now the people shall know that with Rastafari they shall no longer suffer. Love is all. The earth shall replenish for the better. And now the children shall be old. The glory and goodness Rastafari have to offer. Seek ye first the kingdom of Selassie and all will be added. The whole world shall see ya. The Lamb upon his throne comfy conquer the beast, yeah. Then shall the people rejoice in the name of Rastafari and the meek. Oh yeah, oh yeah. The world shall see, yeah. The Lamb upon his throne comfy conquer the beast, yeah. Then shall the children rejoice and war of his seed, hey. The leaders of the world derived that negligence began deceiving the people. After getting their anxious desire, they resort to doing evil. In an ill-mannered, unruthless fashion, they keep doing wrong. Not considering life, with their nuclear ammunition, they destroy other nation, and that no right. That's a man the whole world I go see. Lamb up on his throne, come be conquered and be fly. Then shall the people rejoice in the name of King Selassie and be me. The whole world shall see ya. The Lord and from this one way I loot the seven seas. Oh, oh, oh. Then the people shall rejoice and all war up in sin.
Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night my visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth, devoured, and break in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. It had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes, like the eyes of man, and a mouth, speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever.
The Lamb upon his
then I would know
way,
the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others.
The
fiery stream issued and came forth from the void. Fiery stream, fiery stream, fiery stream. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory, and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than bellows. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them. Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, The fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns after this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first. he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times for the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom unto the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitation much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me. But I kept the matter in my heart. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
Mizmor kuf kaftet shir ammaalot Rabbat tzeraruni min ne'urai yomarna Yisrael Rabbat tzeraruni min ne'urai gam lo yachlulim Al gabbi harishu horishim he'erichu lema'anitam Adonai tzaddik titzetz avot reshaim Yevoshu ve'issogu ahor כל שונאי ציון יהיו כחציר גגות שקדמת שלף יבש שלא מילא חפו קוצר וחצנו מעמר ולא אמרו העוברים ברכת אדוני עליכם ברכנו אתכם בשם אדוני
Stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering tongue, lips and stammering 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 lips.
Mizmor Of Kaf 8, Psalm 129. Mizmor Of Kaf 8, Psalm CXXIX.
Shir Ha-Ma'ilot, song of degrees, song of ascents. Shir Ha-Ma'ilot. Ravata Tzaruni Amin Orai Yomar Na Yisrael. Much, nuff, nuff, have they afflicted me, have they afflicted I, from my youth up. Rabat Tzaruni Min Orai. May Yisrael, may Israel now say, Yomar Na Yisrael. Rabat Aruni Min Orai. Kam Lo Yakluli. Nuff, 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 nuff. Rabat. Nuff have they afflicted me. Much have they afflicted I from my youth up. Rabat Aruni Min Orai. But they have not, prevailed against me. They have not prevailed against I. Gam lo yakluli al gabi harshu harshi he eriku le ma'enotam he eriku le ma'enitam. The plowers plow up on my back. They made long their furrows. The plowers plow upon my back. They made long their furrows. Al gabi harshu harshim he'eriku le'ma'enotam he'eriku le ma'enitam. Yahuwah tzadik kitzeitz evota rishaim. Jehovah is righteous. Yahuwah tzadik. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked, the cords of the ratchet. Kitzeitz evota rishaim. Yevoshua we yisogu achora kol sonai tzion. Make them be ashamed and turn back and turn backward. Yevoshua we yisogu achora. All they are them that hate Zion. Call sonai tzion. Yehiyu akach tzir gagota shek admata shalafa yavesh. Make them be as the grass up on the housetops. Yehiyu akach tzir gagot that withereth afore it springeth up, that withereth before. Shek admata shalafa yavesh. Shelo mile kapo kotsir wechitzno me'amir. Wherewith the reaper filleth not his hand. Shelo mile kapo kotsir, nor he that bindeth sheaves, sheaves his bosom. Wechitzno me'amir. Wilo amru ha'ovrim birkata Yahuwah elekem braknu etkem b'shem Yahuwah. Neither do they that go by say, Willo amru ha'ovrim the blessing of Jehovah be upon you. Birkat Yahuwah Elekem. We, I and I, bless you. Berakanu Etekem. In the name of Jehovah. Bishem Yahuwah. Shir Ha-Ma'elot Rabata Tzeraruniya Min Orai Yomarna Yisrael Rabata Tzeraruni Min Orai Gam Lo Yakluli Al Gabiya Harshu Harshima He'erikua Le'ma'enotam He'erikua Le'ma'enitam Yawa Adika Kitzeta Evota Rishai Yevoshu Wei Sogu Ahor Kol Sonai Zion Yihiyu Kach Tzir Gagota Shek Admata Shalafa Yavesh Shelo Mileka Pog Otzir Wechitz Noa Me'amir Lo Amru Ha ovrim birkat Yahweh lekem beraknu etkem b'shem
Bless I. Yes, I. Today's psalm, Psalm 129, 129th psalm, the psalm that we rolled up for here, the 129th Earth Day of the Man-Child. Very, very interesting psalm. Let's just go through an overview. It seems a sufferer's plea. Hear, hear, hear.
So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, Mizmor, Kof, Kaf, 8. Psalm 100, Kof, 20, Kaf, 9, 8. Psalm CXXIX. His theme here, a sufferer's plea. Ibn Ezra held that the Mizmor, the psalm, Mizmor, Kof, Kaf, 8, is a psalm to relate to the Babylonian captivity. A view that is accepted by many moderns. We see this psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf 8, Psalm 129, Psalm CXXIX, to relate to the 400 years. Hear, 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 today's daily psalm relating to the 400 years. We have two parts to today's daily psalm. The first four verses, Israel's downpression and deliverance and deliverance, verse 5 to 8, national enemies are imprecated. So Ibn Ezra held that the Mizmor relates to the Babylonian captivity. Babylon, the Babylonian captivity, we say in Jah view to the 400 years, the 400 years, the once lost, now found, black people, black sheep of the Beit Yisrael. Others connect it with the troublous times of Nehemiah. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf 8, Psalm 129, it has affinities with Psalm 124, Psalm CXXIV, that probably some say belongs to that period or to such a period as these 400 years. Osterly, however, argues in favor of a pre-exilic date before the exile and relates that the mizmor, the psalm, the chant, the intonation to the attack upon Yerushalayim, Jerusalem by Sennacherib. So here, Just a basic build on today's daily psalm. According to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and here after the Order of Malachi, Tzedek, today's daily psalm, Psalm 129. Psalm 129. Hear, hear, hear. Shir ha-ma'illot, rebata zilaruni mina urai. Yomarna Yisrael, rabata zilaruni mina urai. Gam lo yakluli, Allah gabi harashu horshi he'eriku. Le ma'enotam, le ma'enitam, yao tzadika, kitzeitza evota risha'im. Here, first four verses, a psalm of ascent, a psalm of degree, psalm of going up. Shir ha-ma'ilot, the aliyah ma'ilot. Much enough have they afflicted I from my youth up. May Yisrael now say. Now we have this here in the Sefer Tehillim, the translation to English, the more classic KJV translation of today's daily psalm. Many a time have the afflicted I from my youth, may Yisrael now say, Rabatat laruni yamin orai, yomar na Yisrael. Many a time have they afflicted me, have they afflicted I from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against I. Rebata tzlaruni min orai. Gam lo yakluli. The plow was plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Al gabiya harshu harshi mahe eriku li. Ma'innotam, le'ma'innotam, le'manitam. Many times, the plow was plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. They made long their furrows. The Dalet verse 4, right here. Yaw, adika. It's a vota rishaim. Jehovah is righteous. He has cut asunder the cords of the wicked, of the ratchet. Yah adik. It's a vota rishaim. Israel's downpression and deliverance and deliverance. The construction of this and the next verses, beginning with the first verse, Rebata tzeraruni mina orai yomar na Yisrael. Many a times, much, enough. Rebat is not so much many times, but it's more enough, much, enough. Rebat tzeraruni, have they afflicted me? Ani tzeraru, ani tzeraruni, me ne'orai, from ne'orai, from my youth. Yomar na, say, Yisrael, may Israel say. The construction of this and the next verses has the same form as the 124th psalm. The 124th psalm, first verse. If it had not been Yahuwah, Jehovah, who was for us, Lulei Yahuwah, Shehaya Lanu, Yomar Na Yisrael, may Israel now say, Lulei Yahuwah, Shehaya Lanu, Yomar Na Yisrael. If it had not been Jehovah who was for I and I, may Yisrael now say. My youth, Neorai, me Neorai, me Neorai, me Neorai, Neor, Neor youth, Neorai, my youth, me Neorai. The spent time in bondage here for the Israeli, for the Hebrew and the Israelite, the Mitzrayim, the bondage, even in this spiritual Egypt. So we have the first two verses, Rebatatz Aruni Minurai, Yomarna Yisrael, Rebatatz Aruni Minurai, Gam Lo Yakululi. Nuff, nuff, have they afflicted I from I youth up, but they have not prevailed. Gam, also gam, lo yakluli. It's not but there, but it's gam, like also lo, no, yaklu, to prevail, li. They have not prevailed me or prevailed against I. That's the bait verse here in the Gimel, the third verse. Al gabi. Harshu Horshim He Eriku. Now the Ketiv is Li Ma'i Notam. The Kerei is Li Ma'i Nitam. What it said, Li Ma'i Nitam. So we have the plowers plowed, the plowers and the back. The plowers and the back. The plowers and the back. Plowing, the plow is plowed, al gabi, upon my, all upon gabi, harshu, plowing, horshi, harshu, horshi, plow is plowing, making long, he'eriku, making long, their furrows. The Katib reads, Le ma'inotam. The Kerei, what it said, Le ma'initam. Le ma'initam. So the plowers, as land is gashed by the plow, so the backs of the Israelites, once lost, now found. We, the black Jews, are the lion of the tribe of Judah. I and our ancestors, their backs being cut by the whips of their taskmasters, by the whips of the slave masters, al gabi harshu horshi he eriku le ma'initam. They made long their furrows, the wheels, the whelps, like extend a long way across the back, evidencing the extreme brutality of the downpressor man, of the taskmasters, the slave masters. Here the Dalet verse, Yawatz Adika Kitsa Evota Rishaim. Jehovah is righteous, Yawatz Adik. Adik is the righteous, is righteous. Yahweh Adik, Kitzeitza, he hath cut, Kitzeitza, Evot, Evot, Evota Rishaim. He hath cut the cords, the Evot of the Rishaim, of the ratchet, the cords, the Evot. Now the word Evot, not to be confused with Abot, the Evot, the Ein, Evot, the Evot, Evot, the cords. The word is employed in Job 39 and 10, for the rope. What is the Evot? The Evot, the Evot, the Evot is the rope that harnesses the ox to the plow. The Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, under the subjection of the heathen rulers, even in these 400 years, are likened to the ox, yoked for walk in the field. By Elohim, the true good, the true God's aid, the cords were broken and freeness regained. even as the fulfillment, at the fulfillment of 400 years. Yeah. Here in Mizmor Kof Kaf 8, verses 5 to 8, the national enemies imprecated. They are imprecated. Charges and imprecations. Here. Fifth verse. Yevoshu we yisogu achor. Call sone Zion. Call sone Zion. Make them be ashamed. Yevoshu. And turned backward. We yisogu achor. And turn we yisogu achor to the back. Call all Sone Zion, all the Sone of Zion, all the haters of Zion. Ashamed, Yevoshu. Disappointed. May they be disappointed by the failure of their schemes and conspiracies to harm Yisrael. We, the once lost, now found, black and brown sheeple of the Beta Yisrael Jah people. Zion is the symbol of the nation and of the faith. When we mention Zion, call Sone Zion, even the African Zion. Hear the Vav, the wow verse, the sixth verse. Yehiyu kach tzir gagot. Shek admata shalafa yavesh. Make them be as the grass upon the housetops that withereth afore it springeth up. The grass, ka chitzir, gagot, on the gagot, on the housetop. Yehu, let them be, ka chitzir gagot. Make them be as grass, chitzir gagot, grass of the housetop. Perhaps, some say this is quoted from Yeshaya, Isaiah XXXVII and 27, Isaiah 37 and 27. Here, Yeshayahu, Isaiah. Chapter 37, verse 27. Therefore the inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops and as corn, blasted before it be grown up. Hear, and the wow, the sixth verse. The wind carries seed from the field that sometimes falls upon a roof. It may begin to grow, but having no depth of soil. Remember the parables of Robeinu, the sower sowing the seed. Having no depth of soil quickly shrivels under the sun's heat, that withereth afore it springeth up. Shek Adamat from the Kedamet. Shek Adamat Shalaf Yavesh, that withereth before. Shek Adamat, that withereth afore it springeth up. Literally, it says, it is unsheathed, shalaf. It is unsheathed, commonly used of the sword, here of the blade of grass. So may Yisrael foes perish before their plans fructify, or if they have any success at all, make it be short-lived. Hear, the Zayin verse. Shelo mile kapo kotzir we chitzno Me'amir. Wherefore the reaper filleth not his hand. Shelah, shelah, that which is not milay to fill kapo, his hand kotzir the reaper. Wechitzno me'amir, nor he that bindeth. Wechitzno, the binder, me'amir, the omer, me'amir, the binder of sheaves, chitzno, his bosom, me'amir, the binder of sheaves, his bosom. Now here in the Zayin verse, the seventh verse, the representatives and the representations on the monuments, the Mitzrayim, the Kemetic monuments, it show that the reaper used to hold his skiff with the right hand, laying hold with his left hand of what was cut, removing it out of the way. Behind him followed a man with a large girdled garment that above the girdle had open folds. Into that the grain or the corn was placed. At intervals, the latter was taken to be tied into sheaves, to be tied into sheaves. Shelo mile kapok otzir wechitzno amir filleth not his hand. Shelo mile kapo, does not know. Shelo mile to fill kapo, his hand. Normally, when reaping, the farmer's hand grasps the corn that he cuts. Not so these ill wishers of Sion, of Zion, even of I African Zion. What they hold in their grip will be shriveled and worthless, fit only to be thrown aside or burned up. In other words, they will gain nothing, no thing, nothing from their schemes and their conspiracies against I and we. His bosom, his bosom, his bosom, his bosom. Where chitzno, 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 his bosom, also is governed by the verb milei, milei, filleth. Shelo milei kapok otzir, wechitzno me'amir. Here, 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 the chet verse, the eighth verse, chet, here. Willo amru ha'ovrim. Birkat Yahweh Elekem, Beraknu etekem, Bishem Yahweh. Neither do they that go by say, the Birkat, the Braka, the Birkat of Yahweh, Jehovah Elekem, be upon you all, Elekem. Beraknu, we I bless you. Etekem Beraknu, we blessing Etekem, you all, B'Shem Yahweh, in the Shem, in the Hashem of Jehovah. Neither do they that go by say. We learn from Ruth, from Chirut, from Ruth 2 and 4, that it was customary for a passerby to address a Birkat, a braka, a blessing to the reapers, such as Jehovah be with you. Salam leku alekemu. No braka, no birkat of Elohim, the true good, the true God, can be invoked upon men and people engage upon work of so malicious and vicious a character. Thus it reads, Willo amru ha'ovrim. And no, they say, ha'ovrim, ha'ovrim. We have the abra there, ha'ovrim, the passers-by. In a sense, only the Hebrews, the passers-by, ha'ovrim. Wulo amru ha ovri. Neither do they that go by say, we barakenu etikem b'shem yahor. We, I and I bless you in the name of Jehovah. In ordinary circumstances, the prayer would imply, may Jah prosper your work. But who could utter such a hope and expectation in this connection? So here in the eighth verse, we both get the proper blessing, but not in this context to those who have afflicted I and I, who have afflicted Ethiopia, Black Israel. No blessing to them. Wulo amru ha ovri birkata yahuwah elekem beraknu etekem b'shem yahuwah.
Cha Rastafari.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
Thank Ja Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay,
yay. You know, while these supplies here and there last, yes, I, Rastafari. So call in. 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling 51
sabbatical study. This I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Hebrew first words here for the Mem Wow Mem Vav, the 46th sabbatical study. This Shabbat strong here, picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, of Moses, Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy. Here we are in chapter 7, here picking up at verse 12, for Shabbat Aikev, V'haya Aikev, Tishamrun, Eit ha-mishpatim, ha-ele, u-ashemartem, wa-esitem, otam, v-shamar yawa eloheka, leka, eta ha-berit, v-eta ha-chesed, ashe-nishba'a, la Eboteka, and it shall come to pass with Haya, because ye all hearken to these ordinances, Aikev, with Haya, and it shall be with Haya, Aikev, Tishmeun, because y'all hearken, because y'all Shema. Tishmeun etaha mishpatim, to these ordinances, to these judgments. Here, picking up with chapter 7 of the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is known as Deuteronomy, and from low degrees to high degrees. Here, for continuity purposes, we are here in the third reading from the fifth book, the fifth and final book of Moshe. Here we have the promise of victory, chapter 7, the promise of victory. KJV says, wherefore it shall come to pass. The Hebrew, first words, v'haya aikev tishmeun etaha mishpatim ha'ele u'ashemartem wa'esitem otam v'shamariyahu eloheka leka etaha brita v'etaha chesed asher nishba'a la eboteka. Wherefore, it shall come to pass, v'haya aikev, if ye hearken, if ye shama'a tishma'un, to these judgments, tishma'un eit ha-mishpatim ha'el, to the judgments these, and keep, u'shamartem, and do them. Wa'asitem, and do them. That Yahweh Eloheka, that Jehovah, the I, Elohim, shall keep to thee, the covenant and the mercy which he swear to thy father. So here picking up with 7:12. 7:12 Deuteronomy, here we're at the 46th Rastafari sabbatical Torah portion reading and feeding. Here, Aikab. Consequence on the heels of Wahaya, and it shall be the consequences. Wahaya Aikab Tishamuna Haitaha Mishpatim Haela Ushamartem Watasitem Otam with Shamari Yawel Heka Leka Etaha Brita W Etaha Chesed Asha Nishba La Eboteka. Wherefore it shall come to pass, wherefore it shall be, and it shall be the consequences, it shall follow on the heels of y'all hearkening to these judgments and keeping and doing them, that Yahweh Eloheka, that Jehovah the I Elohim shall keep to thee the Berit, Ha-Berit, the Berit, the covenant, and the Chesed, Ha-Chesed, the mercy which he swear to I and I fathers, to I and I patriarchs. Hebrew first words right here, Aikab. With Haya Aikab, and it shall come to pass, wherefore it shall come to pass, and it shall be the consequences of, it shall be on the heels of, following, that sense of following. If ye hearken to these judgments, the reward in the fulfillment of it would be that he who be who he be, the I Elohim, shall keep, shall guard the covenant. And ha-chesed, the mercy, the loving kindness, which he swear to I and I patriarchs. Hebrew first words. W'haya, Aikab. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, elaborate on. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
So we have here, we have here Psalm 129, and this is the 46th sabbatical, Aikab. Aikab is an interesting word. It's the root part of the name Jacob, Yaakov. Yaakov, pointed as Yaakov, Aikab. And Aikab brings out the sense of heel, like heel, the foot. Jacob's name, the heel grabber. We have Yaakov, the heel grabber. As one might recall from the narrative, he held on, the two brothers were wrestling, and Esau managed to come out first. Therefore, the world system is under the Esau is the head of the Gentiles. But Jacob, I and I, is holding on that heel grabber. Now, the Aikab brings up the sense of the consequences. It shall follow, like the heel, like one would say in English, like it followed on the heels of. It was on the heels of such and such. So this is the sense here. For obedience, there'll be a baraka. There'll be a blessing for obedience. For disobedience, there'll be the consequences. So even the 400 years that we kind of zoom in on today's daily psalm to bring out some highlights there,
even when it's all about the flowers plowing on my back. Some of the ones and ones have seen the historical pictures of the enslaved Israelites getting their backs whipped, and it matches the ground. That would be a good split screen right there, but of course they might flag that on some of the social media platforms. Therefore, support, you know, I&I, LOJ Society, Rastafari TV, you know, the other independent media out there that is Rastafari owned and operated. But here, we have like 4 minutes, so one-to-ones, tune in, hear it now, check it out hopefully on the replay. But you need to understand the importance of this both then, but especially now. Here, look, Ray Mattoon in connection with Ikev Heals, Consequences, following the heels thereof, Yaakov, Jacob, Shema'ah Yisrael. Hear this. Shema, Rastafari. Calling. Got 3 minutes left right here before the grace period. And look more right here on Psalm 129. But first this.
Hark unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our Father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Charlie with El Shaddai right there. Love that opening. Hearken. Hearken to the words of Yaakov, Jacob. Yaakov here for the 46th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Also referred to as a weekly, others refer to as a weekly Torah portion, referred to as the sabbatical manna, the angel's bread. So hear the word, well read, listen and reason. Let's get into a little more of the commentary right here and see the connection. So we have a psalm that speaks about the persecution of the Beta Israel. I and I, even over here, we are of the Beta Israel. Beta means the house of the Beit. Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. And just to some of the ones and ones out there should be tuning in and giving ear, but, you know, just have that tune Skylarkin, one of Skylarkin, because we're in the time right here. The signs are very evident. We had the 129th anniversary of the birth of the Son of Man, the Safari. We have the words of His Majesty concerning the Ten Commandments, the Ten Words, not the 42 negative confessions of Ma'at or ancient Egyptology. Not saying that's not a good study, but first things first, prioritize and execute. All right, prioritize and execute. But here, let's execute this right here, the reasonment right here on Ikev, on the heels of consequences. Some translators translate as because of. So even in Psalm 129, there's an ikev. It's a consequence. The 400 years is a consequence because of. Let's learn from the mistakes of the past. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Shalom, Chaberim, shalom. Now, we were speaking on this. We had pointed to it as a point of reference. So here we're in Shabbat Ikev, Shabbat, the sabbatical Ikev, Torah portion reading and feeding for Shabbat Ikev, for Senbet and Bihim, Yohanal. And it shall be, and like this, and Bihim, and like this, Yohanal, or bringing out the sense of Ikev. Now, this Torah portion right here, some interpret it as on the heels of the Ikev, Akav, Ya'ikov, Akav, the heel grabber, Ikev, the heels, consequently, the sense of the consequences, and it shall come to pass. So we have the key word here for this 46th sabbatical study, this Shabbat Torah portion reading and feeding for the main Wow, Mem Vav, the 46th, here picking up the fifth book of Moses, Moshe, a Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 7 at verse 12. Wahaya Aikev, and it shall come to pass because or as a consequence of. In other words, from the Hebrew glyphs, getting to the root kind of idea as we're learning to read the Hebrew sign language, it shall happen as a consequence or on the heels of. Wehaya Aikev, Tisha Meuna Etaha Mishpoti Ha'ele. Because, consequently, because you hearken, Tishma'un, because you hearken et ha-mishpatim to the ordinances, or KJV brings to the sense of the judgment. Ha-mishpatim, with a definite article. Ha-mishpatim, ha-ele, to these judgments. Ushemartem, and you keep them and you hedge them about. Ooh, and shemartem, and hedging them about. Wa'esitem, and doing otam, and doing them. With shamariyahu Eloheka leka, that Jehovah thy Elohim, Yahweh Eloheka Leka, for the I, Wishamar Yahweh Eloheka Leka, that Jehovah, the I Elohim, shall keep with thee, lekah, keep with thee, et ha berit, et ha berit, shall keep the berit, the covenant, with et ha chesed, chesed and the mercy, the loving kindness, asha, nishaba, 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 la aboteka, the covenant and the mercy which he swear, nishaba, la aboteka, la aboteka, aboteka, for the I, male, fathers. Now this is interesting right here. Now in this Torah portion, here's just getting a good groundation as we're going through the first Aliyot, the first readings, Arishon. The Arishon is the first Arishon, the first Aliyah, then also the Sheni Aliyah, and just getting a good ground, a good groundation, right? Getting a good groundation here, because Ikev, the consequences, the heel. So in the word Ikev, from the Hebrew, right, the Ikev, we also have at the root Akav, like in Ya'ikov, Ya'ikov, Akav, Ikev. So Jacob. So the connection here is to the same root Hebraically of the name Ya'ikov, Ya'ikov, Jacob, Akav, Akav, Akav. So the Hebraic sense of the heel, Ikev, the heel. And the consequence, like I say, it's on the heels of. So this happened. You might hear ones and ones say, well, this or such happened on the heels of such and such happening. So the sense of the first word and the groundation here at the 46, the mem, wow, mem, vav, Torah portion, and with the first words, 7:12. So for continuity, we ended off with 7:11, Deuteronomy 7:11, and here we pick up with Deuteronomy 7:12. Now remember, this book is known as Hadabarim, the words, key, the words. These are the words, repetition of the law, because y'all hearken, because. So Sabbath, because. Sabbath, because. Now here, gonna move forward to the second. Let's just get our notes right here, because what we have begun to do, and hopefully brothers and sisters are also, you know, going through the Aliyot or the readings for the day, you know. So we have the Torah portion for the Shavuah, for the seventh, right? So there's the first portion, use like the Sunday Aliyah, the Monday Aliyah, the second day, and the third day Aliyah. So here, as we come to the third day in this Shavuah, just sharing some notes right here, just building, we got to the root, right, the root idea of consequences. Consequences. Looking at King James Version, the KJV, it says, wherefore it shall come to pass if. So in the English sense of it, it says if. The Hebraically, it says because. And it shall come to pass because. In the Chumash, we have because in the English. Here in the KJV, the translation says, wherefore. Wherefore it shall come to pass if. But the sense of because brings out that sense of the consequences. So it's a Sabbath consequences, Sabbath because. Sabbath, in a sense, also if. If. Like, but the if right there is, there's another sense in the Hebrew, the im. The im is more the usual if. So thus the Hebrew, the Hebraic, really brings out more fully the sense. But from low degrees to high degrees, KJV gives us the overview of wherefore it shall come to pass, if y'all hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that Yahweh Eloheka shall keep to thee, I, the covenant and the mercy which he swear to thy father. So the sense, fathers, the sense of this is if all of y'all, if y'all, right, we all, if y'all hearken to these judgments And if y'all keep them, and if y'all do them, that Jehovah the I speaking to the corporate body of Kol Yisrael as one man, all right, one man. They say one man in corporate law, like one man is a what? One man can qualify as a nation. So we have the corporate, that corporate sense. So we both have the plural sense if y'all hearken, right? Tishma'un et ha-mishpatim ha'ele u'shamarten wa'asitem otan. If y'all do this, then Jehovah, Yahweh Loheka, the I, collective, right, speaking of all of us as one mind, right, that, that corporate, that ancient, we can say that ancient corporate structure. So we get in corporate law right here. This corporate law right here in Torah. See, a lot of ones get on this spookism, but as we study, see, it's a study to shew, not just to read, but to study to shew, I and ourselves approve, right, shall keep and do them collectively, then Jehovah, our collective Elohim, he shall keep with thee, all of us as one man, the covenant, ha-brit, and the mercy, ha-chesed, asha nishba'a la'aboteka, that he promised to our fathers. Now notice he says, to your, and the your, right, he says, to thy father. So whenever you see the thy, it's usually speaking, see the difference in the ye is plural, y'all. And the thee is speaking either to an individual male or individual female. Same thing with the thy. The thy is to an individual man and individual female, right? Depending on the context. Now here, in the majority of areas in HaTorah, is speaking to the male. Now, why is most of this speaking to the male? Because to whom more is given, more is required. So this is getting a good ground right here. He shall keep with thee the covenant. If we prove faithful to Ha Elohim's Torah, directions, instruction, he would fulfill his promise to the patriarchs, the ancestors, in their own time, in their own Iowa, with thee, I and I, as a corporate man, Yisrael, Yisrael, as one man, with HaMoshiach as the head. And if they, I and I, and we, if we reject his imperatives, his commandments, the fulfillment of the promise would be deferred to a later generation that keep. So the psalm says, this is the generation, right? Because it's also a prayer, request. It's also prompting I and I to be that generation, as right here in the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Hadevarim or Deuteronomy. It's the instructions being given to a new generation. Because the old generation had wandered out in the wilderness, Bamidbar, to death. Now it's a new generation. So if we would keep it, then in our own time, with the I, all of us as one corporate mind, he would fulfill, right? He would keep HaBrit and HaChesed that he swore to our collective patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Blessed be the Elohei of the Trinity of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. But if we all do not, then it would be deferred, but he would still remain faithful to that generation that remain faithful. So the context of the Ikev, the consequences, because. Now, the if is kind of dubious there, because it's another, as we said, it's another word, the im. We have the word im that brings out the if within the Hebrew. The Ikev better is because y'all hearken.
Because y'all hearken, this will happen. Because y'all hearken, consequently, I can. Wahaya I can. And it shall be, and it shall come to pass. Wahaya I can. And it shall be the consequences of I and I, Shema'a, Tishma'un, Shema'a, Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear right here. Hear, hear, hear.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days? Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan Inya Gzar Mist Lalo.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. The nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
For making the one stop, the generation gap.
Well, I would say many themes is a major theme, and then it's almost like the geometry, the sacred geometry of the other, like the summary items, like in this Torah portion, reading and feeding here at the 46, I kept. Consequence on the heels of Akab, we have like with Jacob, you know, the heel grabber. And then also there's that verse from, what was it, Ecclesiasticus, where it speaks about how Esau is like the end of the world and Jacob is the beginning of that which to come, almost as, you know, Yaakov held on to Esau's Akab, his heel. And then even with Esau saying, isn't Jacob rightly named? He was, in a sense, almost like making a pun on the Okba, you know, Okba. There's like another word that can be interpreted, and has been interpreted to be like trickery, you know, trickery or deceit, you know, which is coming from the same kind of root, but it's a different permutation of the same word. But here, looking at some of the themes right here, and here we're in the Bahrain TPV Torah portion, volume 5, and over here, some of the study points of reference, blessing of obedience, the Ikev sense on the consequences because of wherefore if. In the KJV sense, wherefore if. The Chumash sense, it has because, bring out that Ikev. Wahaya Ikev, and Amharic, indeed, like this, indeed him, and like this, Yehonam, it shall be. So that corresponds, indeed him to the Ikev part, and Yehonam to the Wahaya, and it will be, it will come to pass. So we have the Baraka, the blessing of obedience, Tishma'un, to Shema'a, to hear and be in the hearing, be inclined to hearing. And then within that word, Shema'a, Sema, to hear, Mesma, to Sema, you know, also that sense of feeling, like to hear it and to kind of vibe, to, it brings out Clement of Alexandria, the word, synergy, like synergy, like the synergy and the synergy idea. You know, in other words, vibing his vibe, like the whole idea of hearing, becoming inclined to, you know, almost in the energetic currency sense, being in the flow of by hearing. So the sense of hearing with obedience is a very Afro-Shemitic kind of idea. So we hear obedience, we might think of it from the half-original Western Gentile state of mind, but at its root, it has a sense of hearing, you know, like tesema, and feeling, shema'a, tishma'un, right? Then the second of the summary items, taking the land, possessing the land, taking the land or possessing her, you know, rishtaha, you know, to possess her, to possess the land. And I seek to emphasize the she-ness of the land, because there's also an energetic double helix that's very, very interesting, which also shows that sacred geometry of the words, the varim, the words being ordered, in other words, the order of the words in the picture. Then we have the third item, some call it the golden calf, or we say fayo, not just because of what it symbolized in that sense, but because the idea of golden calf is a Western whitewashed Gentile superimposition onto what the scripts actually says, even in the King James Version says molten. So to emphasize more the word molten than golden, because it's kind of a false positive idea there. We're so used to it being kind of, in fact, did we do we haven't done a short vid on that? I think we did. We need to do another one. And others need to also pick up as they see the truth and can testify. You know, today's psalm, or we could say the Friday psalm here in the season on the eve, the TJIF, Psalm 89 also brings out a very important sense right here, the words of I and I mouth, the meditation of I and I heart. And we're saying that here we have the grace at meals and the grace after meals, which is kind of interesting because some might get a faulty misunderstanding of, well, why the Yehudi or the Jews or Israelites would say grace after meals. When, you know, usually it's like before we eat, say the grace. But it comes from this Torah portion also, one of the, we could say, summary items. But the second item is taking and possessing the land, right? And that's a commandment to take and possess the land. Now, in the Berit Chadash, the renewed covenant, the Adis Kidan sense, right? The new covenant, in the new covenant sense, in the irritical spirituality sense, right? The sense of the land refers to the consciousness. That promised land is that promised consciousness. So we have to also see the twofold truths of the word, right? So the first thing is to hear and to give this into I and I hearts, right? I and I souls, I and I might, and then we would be the right people. Next time, send the right people that will be able to take the land. Then the lesson of the molten calf, third item, Aaron's death, the fourth item, right? The fifth item, the Levite or the Lewim, Ha-Lewim Lewawian, the Levite's duty. What are the duties of the Levite? Now, the Levites have a very interesting and a special role, even in the New Covenant. We as Rastafari refer to keeping it Levitical. Why do we say Levitical? What's the true context of Levitical and how it refers also to Levitical duties and even the link with the singers and the players of instruments, the musicians? So musicians, singers, and players don't want to miss this, but it also refers to all of us in that Berit Chadash sense. After the order of Malkiyas Edek, but according to that pattern, there's a certain pattern that we have Levitically. So the Levites' duties, the singers and the players of instrument, right? Because of the service and the role. What is the writing? There's a particular writing we had come across recently, and it had a good breakdown and build. Hopefully we'll be able to share that with the item on the Levites and the liturgical duties. things that might be on either the Rastafari Foundation or it might have been on Hebrew for Christians. But as soon as we recall that, we'll share that. It was a good summary, giving kind of a summary of what the duties of the Levites were and how the priest and the Levites, they both are and were to be of the tribe of Levi, but how the priests, the sons of Aharon, what their ministry and their service was, and also the Moshiach saying that how, you know, the priests, either profane or, you know, certain things they did even on the Sabbath day because it was their role to serve, to minister, but they would be held guiltless, right? So you had the priest's role and then had the Levites. So all of the priests were to be Levites, but not all the Levites were priests. But still they had important duties. And one of those very important duties were the singers and the players of instrument. We have to look at the tabernacle of Moses in the first type, and then also the tabernacle of David. Another interesting correspondence here that came out, especially in this 2019 400 year, seeing such an interesting and close alignment of the Judeo-Christian or the, we could say, the Ethiopian Hebrew, you know, with the lunar and the solar, lunar-solar calendars, seeing as we came into this Shana, this Ahmet, this Adis Ahmet, you know, speaking of this one that is 2011, Ethiopically speaking, and we're coming forward to 2012. So here's a sign of the times. You know, a lot of folks talk about 2012 is the so-called the end of the world. But here's the 400 years corresponding to 2012. We need to get some memes on that as well, speaking of some of the Chabarim, some memes on that as well. So make that a point that we have to articulate more. What's the connection with the new Ethiopian Kingdom of God year, Kingdom Ha'elohim year, as being 2012, coming forward on September 12th, even in this 2019, 400 years, with even those signs and pronostications, so to speak, concerning what 2012 is. So we have a witness, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, with the 2012, the real 2012 is coming forward. Right, even this time, even speaking to what this Torah portion speaks to, a new generation. So we have the sixth item, the exhortations to serve Ha'el, even Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, the first power of the Trinity. Blessed be the good, the true good, the true God of the patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. So we look at the Torah portion where it says, thy fathers, in that time-space continuum is speaking of who are the fathers. Is it speaking of all the Israelites' fathers, like individually? No, it's speaking of the patriarchs. Remember that it's in Deuteronomy that it says that this covenant he has made with us and not with our fathers. I thought that was interesting. What does that mean, Chavarim? That this covenant he's made with us. Now, context. The context that we're looking at there is that generation that were the descendants of the generation that had come out, Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, out of Gibbet, right? That generation had to come out. Remember, from generation, this covenant is from generation to generation. Wador, you know, Ledor, Wador, from generation to generation. This is interesting because Psalm 89, even the first thing went over the first four or so verses. And then as we had shared some of the first words on this Ikev, Shabbat Ikev, Sabbath consequences on the account of Sabbath, we could say even results, so to speak, and this shall be whether if you will hear, these will be, it's the baraka of obedience. Obedience would yield good results, and disobedience would yield bad results or not good, low tov, not good results. With the good, the tov, you would enter into the tova, right? The tova, even Ethiopia, the tova, the good land. With not listening, right, and the low tov, you will not enter in, and if you were in, the land would spit you out. So this is what really defined even more here. You know, and for the sabbatical, the Sabbath Eve, we had shared a little full of the evening Sabbath from the Seder, the Siddur book, the prayer book, the Yehudi prayer book, what is said, and what is said also comes from, a lot of what is said comes from this, that said regularly, right, regularly within the Judaic liturgy comes from this section right here, this portion or this section of the Torah portion reading and feedings, which is also very, very important. And this particular alignment, you know, with the daily Psalms, brought us to Psalm 89, you know, Psalm 89. And the fruit of I lips, the calves of I lips, how that word sound, how that word sounds like that mebah, is like that offering, right? Even with I will sing of the mercies of Jehovah for Iva, to all generation will I make known thy faithfulness with my mouth, word, sound, and power. Also with this Torah portion, the Ikev, Shabbat Ikev, send that in Dihim Yohanan, we have the quote of HaMoshiach, the Rhema quote, to the first temptation of HaSatan, right? HaMenaseh, you know, the Menaseh, the tempter, right? About man does not live by what bread alone. It's not saying that bread is not important, but it's not by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of he who be, who he be. What does that mean? That's the Rhema word, how Yeshua HaMoshiach, 40 days and 40 nights. It's also this Torah portion where Moses, I think twice at least, if not three times, he speaks of how he went through the 40 days and 40 nights for the sake of Kol Yisrael, for the sake of all of Yisrael, the 40 days, 40 nights. So this idea of 40 days, 40 nights, where in the Midbar, by Midbar, the wilderness, Yeshua HaMoshiach, 40 days, 40 nights. And then the first temptation, right, concerning turning the stones into bread, if he be, that implying that doubt, the Bein HaElohim, right, the son of the true good, the true God, turn the, and what was the quote? Man does not live by bread alone. This is from this Torah portion. I think it's 8 and 3. Is that Deuteronomy 8 and 3? At least there, around there. There so, 8 and 3, but the words of the mouth, word, sound, power. Psalm 89, to all generations, or to the generation, right? Le dor, for generation, wa dor. Dor va dor, vot dor va dor, kind of popular Yehudi Judaic psalm, but based on this idea from generation, like for a generation and a generation. O dia. Odia emunatika b'fi. I will make known, right? Make known, odia. I will cause the gnosis, the knowledge, odia, that acquaintance, emunatika, with the emunatika, with the ka, with the I, males, emuna, the emuna, faithfulness, truth, veritas, b'fi. By fee, the fee here pointing as fee, sometimes as the p, the pi, the pay, the fay, the mouth, right? So that even connects very much, and also the theme of chesed. We have the theme of his mercy, right? His covenant and his chesed. So the main theme of Psalm 89, that's that meditation in the national adversity, the two parts of the psalm. Right, the psalm, we could say in the first portion, right, we could say in covenant, and then the second portion, the trials and tribulations for, as a consequence, I kept for lack of faithfulness. And then the link with David, which David now, for our perspective, for the Israelites, right, they did not, in that sense, see David, in that sense. You know what I mean? In other words, they were looking at the patriarchs that had already preceded, and that's Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. We say the Hebrew, that patriarchal trinity right there. See, it's because of those are the fathers, when we say the patriarchs, or to qualify it, the righteous patriarchs. It's for the patriarch's sake that he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, is doing all of this with Yisrael here in this Torah portion. Now, building on these covenants, as we made mention of the covenants and how they are the eight covenants, right? They are the eight covenants. And a better explanation, I think, that the Scofield Study Bible, in the sections where it speaks on the covenants and also the breakdown and the build of the eight covenants, does a very good job in pointing out the scriptures and the point of reference so the Chabarim and ones-on-ones can build on it more. But there's the Davidic covenant. Now, that Davidic covenant is what is even built on here more in the Psalms. But even the Davidic covenant is based on that which preceded even that covenant that was made with the fathers. But the context of the Israelites in the wilderness at this particular point in time is based on these items: the baraka of obedience, taking the land, right? The examples of the molten calf, Aaron's death, the first high priest's death, the Levitical duties, right, and the exhortations to serve HaElohim, or the build, the reasons why ones and ones, and we as those ones and ones, right, should serve. So just a kind of a pointing out some of the summary items, the main theme, you know, there's a main theme of consequences. And like this it will be. If you obey, if you shema and hear, it will be like this. If you disobey or don't shema, right? So take heed, as Messiah said, to how we hear. Hear, hear, hear. Shema Israel. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, 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 one shepherd.
And here you hear on the outro for the TJIF, thank Shah, Rastafari Friday, right here. You hear, get into the consequence, as Psalm 129 is one of the examples of the consequences even from the beginning. Yes, sir. Here on the King Tubby's Lost Treasures Dub.
Discipleship Radio. Radio.
Oh,
radio.
Oh.
Hear, 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 Midrash, a study here from the Midrash on Psalms, the Midrash Tehillim, Mizmor Kof, Kaf 8, Psalm 129, Mizmor Kof, Kaf 8, Psalm CXXIX. Much, nuff, nuff, have they afflicted me from my youth up. May Yisrael, let Israel now say, the plow was plowed up on upon my back. They made long their furrows. Jump over, he who be, we be. Almighty, divine majesty is righteous. He have cut asunder the cords of the wicked. He have cut asunder the cords
of the Ratchet. Mizmor Kof Kaf 8. Shir Ha Ma'illot. A song of degrees, a song of ascents. Rabata Tzilaruni Mino Rai. Yomar Na Yisrael. Rabata Tzilaruni Mino Rai. Gam Lo Yakluli. Al Gabi Harshu Horshi Heriku Le Ma'inota Heriku Le Ma'inita Yawa Tzadik Kitzeita Ebota Rishai Naf Naf Rabat Naf Naf Much Or, Nuff, 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 have them afflicted I and I, from I and I youth up, from I youth up. Nuff, Nuff, much have they afflicted me, from my youth up. Rabbat, Zaruni, Min Orai. May Israel now say, Yomar Na Yisrael, Yomar Na Yisrael. May Yisrael now say, come on Israel, come on Yisrael, say this, Yomar Na Yisrael. Say what? Rabata Tzilaruni Min Orai. Gam Lo Yakluli. Nuff, nuff have them afflicted, I and even I and I, from I and even I and I youth up. Rabat Tzilaruni Min Orai. But they have not prevailed against me, or Gam also, Gam and also, Gam also, yet Gam Lo Yaklu Li. Gam, Gam. But they have not prevailed against I. Al Gabi Harshu Horshi. Up on my back. Al Gabi. Upon my Gab. Gabi. 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 Al Gabi. Harshu Horshi. Harshu. They plowed Horshi. The plowers. Heriku. They made long. They made Arek. Arek Heriku, they made long Le Ma'inotam. Now that is the Kati, the Kati, what is written? Le Ma'inotam. From Ma'inna, 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 an acre of arable, plowable, agricultural land in that sense. So in the sense of the Kati, what is written, Le Ma'inotam, their furrows or their plowable ground. Their plowable ground. They made this go on long, 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 long time. What is it? 400 years. Heriku Le Ma'inotam. Now the Tere is Heriku Le Ma'initam. Le Ma'initam from Anna. To down press. Heriku, they made long their down pressing, their down pressing I and I in this, even in this how to make a slave, in that how to enslave sense. Al Gabi Harshu Horshi Heriku Le Ma'inota. The Katib Heriku Le Ma'initam. They made long their down pressure. Yahuwah Tzadik, Yahuwah Tzadik, Jehovah Tzadik, Yahuwah Tzadik. He who be who he be, Tzadik. He who be who he be, the Almighty Divine Majesty, Tzadik, righteous. It's Eitza Evota Rishai. He have cut asunder. It's Eitz. It's Eitz. It's Eitz. Evot.
Evot, some say Evot, but Ebot, Evot, Ebot, the chords, Rishaim. Itzeitza Ebota Rishaim. He has cut asunder the cords of the ratchet. He has cut asunder the cords of the wicked. The word here, here, here is employed in Eob in Job chapter 39 verse 10. For the rope that harnesses the ox to the plow. The Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, under the subjection of heathen, of the goy, especially the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant rulers and the nations, the heathen, the goy, the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, are likened, we are likened here to the ox, yoked for work in the field. By Ha'el, 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 the true good, the true God, the Almighty's aid, the cords were broken, are broken, and freeness was and is being regained. Even here, 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 the year and the years after 400 years. So here the verse from Eo from Job chapter 39 verse 10. In the KJV, the King James Version reads, "Canst thou bind the unicorn with his band in the furrow? Or will he harrow the valleys after thee?" So here's the verse being connected right here with the Itzeitza Ebota Rishaim. He have cut asunder, cutting asunder Ebot cords, the Ebot Rishaim, the cords of the ratchet, the cords of the wicked. So here KJV says, "Canst thou bind the unicorn with his band in the furrow? Or will he howl the valleys after thee, after the eye?" Here he break lee. Hetik sharem bitelem. Evoto ima yisadeda imakim achreka. A better translation of this would be, "Can you hold the wild ox in the furrow with his harness, with his harness, or with his cord?" The evoto, evoto, he tik shar rein. Bitelem Evoto, or will he till the word for harrow in the King James, will he till the valleys after you? Ima yisadeda emakim achreka. Ima yisadeda emakim achreka. Will he till the valleys after you? So here in connection with Evoto and the rain, he tik shar rain, bitelem Evoto, bitelem Evoto. Can you hold the wild ox, the rain, the rain? Can you hold the rain in the furrow? Bitelem, bitelem Evoto, with a cord. With a cord. So the word for cords here, itzeit evot, itzeit, cutting evot the cords, rishaim, cutting the cords of the wicked, cutting the cords of the ratchet, is connected with the hetik sharein betelem evoto, betelem in the telem. Now telem is the word for furrow. This is why we go into a little bit more on the katib, what is written, li ma'enotam, and the kere, li ma'enitam. So Yisrael here is likened to the ox, that rope, like cutting the cords of the wicked, the rope that harnesses the ox to the plow, right? And how to make a slave, that document, how to enslave, connects that idea. And the B'nai Yisrael, the Israelites, let's see, over here in this Western whitewashed Gentile Americas in the Caribbean for 400 years under the subjection of the Goyim, right? The Goyim rulers, the white Anglo-Saxon, Anglo-American rulers. We are likened here to the rain, to the ox yoked. Yoked for work, for work in the field. In the field, and the field is the world. Remember, Rodeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach brought out that sense of the field being the world. But by Ha'el, the true El, Ha'el, Ha'el, by Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God's aid, the cords are broken and freedness is regained. So here, opening with the first four, 3 to 4 verses, Psalm 129, verse 1, verse 3, and verse 4. Much have they afflicted me from my youth up. Let Israel now say, the plow was plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. They made long their downpression. Jehovah is righteous. He has cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Rabatas Runia min Orai Yomarna Yisrael Al Gabia Harshu Horshim Herikua Le Ma Enotam Le Ma Enitam Yahweh Sadika Itseita Evota Rishaim. What mashal, what parable explains these verses, verse 1, verse 3, verse 4. What mashal, what parable explains these verses? The mashal, the parable of a householder who had a plowing heifer that he lent to another man to plow with. The man had 10 sons. One came, plowed, and rested. And another came, plowed and rested. Finally, the heifer was so exhausted that she lay down. And when all the other heifers came in from the fields, the exhausted one did not come in. The owner of the heifer did not take the time to listen to the excuses of the other man, but went out at once, broke loose the yoke and cut the ox bows, like the heifer is Yisrael, like the para, like the heifer, so is Yisrael in this world, flesh, satanic, sequorum, just like the heifer. So is I and I, Yisrael, in this world. One ruler comes, lays on the yoke, and goes away. And the cuts left by the lash are long. And the cuts left by the lash and the gash of the lash are long. And here, Midrash note, this is the only note on today's psalm right here, proper note according to the Midrash Tehillim, the Midrash on Psalms, we have for Mizmor Kof Kaf Teit, Psalm 129, it says, see above Psalm 103 and the 10th parak, the 10th section. Now here, going to Psalm 103, the 10th parak, the 10th section, it says, he made known his ways to Moshe, his doings to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Israel, to the Israelites. Barakiah said in the name of Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Moshe, Moses sat down and reckoned Yisrael's redemption. From the time that the tribes of Yisrael came down into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, into Kemet. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, also reckons and counts. And now, the furrow of the lash being long up on Yisrael, Israel, and they growing weary, behold, He reckons redemption from the time the Iowa that Yitzhak, Isaac, was born, so that we, I and I, are closer to being free of the lash. Hence, here it is said, and Elohim saw the Bnei Yisrael, and Elohim, true good, true God, took cognizance of them in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 2, verse 25. Now Moshe was keeping the flock in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. When Moses said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Ayla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, show me now Thy ways that I may know Thee, according to Shemot, Exodus chapter 33:13. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, answered, Seekest thou to know my ways? As thou livest, I shall make them known to thee, to the eye. Hence, hear, 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 even in Psalm 103 at verse 7, He made known His ways to Moshe. As for His doings, His beneficial doings to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children, to the Israelites, how unlike the man of whom it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 22:14, if a man take a wife, a Isha, a Shedim, or Seth, and hate her, and impute, input wanton doings to her. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani exclaims, O son of man, O son of Adam, let thy doings, may thy doings be merciful, so that mercy will also be shown to thee. So, like the heifer, so is Yisrael in this seclorum, in this world, flesh, satanic seclorum, in this world. One ruler comes, lays on the yoke, and goes away. And the cuts left by the lash are long, 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 long. As is said, the plow was plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Al gabi harshu harshi heriku le ma'inotam heriku le ma'initam. At length, when the time, the Iowa of redemption comes, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will not take time to say to the nations, the Goyi, Haaretz, the nations, the nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane, He will not take time to say to the nations, the nationality, the heathen of the earth, such and such have you done to my children. He's not going to take the time to say to the Goyi, Haaretz, such and such have y'all done to my children. But He will come at once and break loose the yoke and cut its bows asunder. As is said, and I have broken the bars of your yoke. Hear, 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 Vayikra, Leviticus
chapter 26, verse 13. Ani Yehovah Elohekem Asher hotzeiti etkem me'eretz Mitzrayim mihiyot lahem evadim wa eshbor motot ulkem wa olek etkem koma miyut. I be he who be we be, Yal Elohim, true good, true God, true power. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. Asher hotzeiti etekem me eretz Mitzrayim, that ye, that y'all should not be their bondmen. Mehiyota lahem evadim, and I have broken the bars of your yoke, and I have broken the bars of your yoke. Wa eshbora motota ulkem, and made you go upright. Wa olek etkem kome miyut. Hence, hear, the psalmist says, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked, of the ratchet. Ha'ariku. He has cut asunder the cords that they made long. Yahweh tzadik. Kitzeitza evota rishayim. Chahova he who be, we be. Tzadik. Righteous. Kitzeitza. He has cut a boat rishai. Kitzeitza evot rishai. During a sabbatical year, Rav Chanina bar Papa and Rav Shemuel bar Nachmani passed by a man who was plowing. When Rav Shemuel bar Nachmani said to the man, "Good luck," Rav Chanina bar Papa asked Rav Shemuel, "Samuel, did you not teach me, my master, that the verse, neither do they that go by say, the blessing of Jehovah be upon you, be upon you? V'lo amru ha'ovrim, birkati Yahuwah ilekhem." This means that one must not say good luck to men, mazel tov, good luck to men who plow during a sabbatical year. Rav Shemuel, Samuel replied, "You may know how to read scripture, but you do not know how to interpret it." Rav Shemuel replied, "You may know how to read scripture, but you do not know how to interpret it." The words, neither do they that go by, ha-ovrim. This here refers to the goyi, ha'aretz, to the nations, the nationality, the Gentile, the heathen of the earth, of the earthly plane, that will pass out of the world because they will not say to the B'nai Yisrael, they will not say to the sons of Israel, to the children of Israel, to the Israelites, the blessing of Jehovah be up on you, because they will not say Birkati Yahuwah Elekem. They will not say the blessing, the Birkat of Jehovah be upon you. Even though the B'nai Yisrael, even though the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, even though I and I, the Israelites, say to them, "We bless you in the name of Yahuwah of Jehovah, Berachnu etekem b'shemi Yahuwah. We bless you, we bless y'all in the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites. Also say to the Goyi Ha'aret, to the nations and nationalities, the heathen, the Gentiles of the earth, all the boons, the good, that which is good, the boon, bueno, all the boons and comforts that come to you because of us, because of I and I, are not enough for you. For you do not say to us, come and take a portion of these berkot, take a portion of these blessings. On the contrary, y'all exact from us, from I and I, tributes, fines, poll taxes, and taxes in kind and unkind. But finally, y'all will have to make compensation. Y'all will have to make restitution. Y'all will have to make reparations. For it has been promised to Yisrael, even I and I, the once lost, now found black and brown people, Jah people, the sheeple of the Bait Yisrael. It has been promised to Yisrael, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 60 and 17. For brass, I will bring gold, and for iron, I will bring silver. Tachata ha-nechosheta avia zahav, v'tachata ha-barzela avia kesef. For brass will I bring gold. Tachata ha-nechoshet avi zahab, and for iron I will bring silver. V'tachata ha-barzel avia kesef. Tachata ha-nechoshet abiyah zahab, v'tachata ha-barzel abiyah kesef. For brass, I will bring gold, and for iron, I will bring silver.
Mizmor kuf kaf tet. שיר המעלות רבת צררוני מנעוריי יאמרנה ישראל רבת צררוני מנעוריי גם לא יאכלו לי על גבי חרשו חורשים האריכו למעניתם אדוני צדיק קיצץ עבות רשעים יבושו ויסוגו אחור כל שונאי ציון יהיו כחציר גגות שקדמת שלף יבש, שלא מילא חפו קוצר וחצנו מעמר, ולא אמרו העוברים ברכת אדוני עליכם, ברכנו אתכם בשם אדוני.
Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Aikev Shalom. Send that salam. Send that. Indihim Yohonam. Salam, salam. Yes, I, Rastafari. Have a blessed Shabbat day.